Hey, this is Kerry Schneider, and welcome back to Kerry's Heli Tech Tips. I'm your host, Kerry, and today I wanted to go over servos. Depending on what kind of helicopter you're going to fly, servos are an essential necessity for our models to be able to fly. They are what gives us the control over our models, also what keeps them stable. So there's a, you just need to make sure you get the right servos for the kind of model you're going to be flying. As we're beginning, we're going to probably be flying, probably like a flybarred 450 class helicopter. And the older style, older versions of the models, you can get away with a good, cheap plastic geared servo. These are going to be a sub-micro servo. They're cheap, so you crash. They're inexpensive to replace, that kind of thing. When you graduate into larger models, your skill improves. You start being able to fly harder and that kind of thing. That is when you need to strictly buy metal geared servos. Not saying you can't go ahead and buy metal gear servos in your trainer. There's nothing wrong with that. The trainer will actually grow with you a little longer in that sense. So, with that being said, size of your helicopter is something to determine on the quality of servo you're going to buy. I do recommend spending the most money that you can afford to spend on servos, just for longevity, the strength of a servo, the internal gears and stuff like that. The more money you spend, the better of a servo you're going to get, and the longer it's going to last for you, given you don't crash and tear up the gears and or burn up a motor or something like that in them. For the most part, I've even got some plastic geared servos that's been flying for years and still doing just fine. I've kind of dabbled in it a little bit. So there's several different types of servos. A lot of them are based on their case size in a sense. Like a sub-micro servo is like all in your really, really small. They use them in airplanes. They use them in RC cars, stuff like that. They're like an inch by inch square, probably by about a quarter inch deep. Then, like, you step up into your 500-class helicopters, that's when you start using a mini servo, generally on your cyclic and on the tail. Some helis will run a full-size servo on the tail, but for the most part, your 500-class helicopters all run minis. All your 420s, 450s, all your smaller helicopters, they're all going to be sub-micros up until you get into, like, the Goose Guy S2, S1. Those are even smaller servos. Back in the old days, they would almost be classified as a feather servo. So when you step into a 550 class or higher, you're going to be running standard servos, and anything 500 class or higher, I strictly recommend Metal Gear servo, as much as you can spend on getting servos. Those models start putting in so much torque on your servos, you need a reliable servo there. A plastic gear servo would just pop its gears the first time you tried to do a flip or something like that. Or at least if you did too many of them and got a little aggressive with it. If you have good collective management, you can fly a set of plastics in a bigger bird, but it's not recommended. I mean, the amount of stress these helicopters put on the servos, you'd be stressing that plastic pretty quickly. Now, a plastic-cased servo with metal gears is fine. They also got aluminum-cased servos. Those are more cosmetic. They're pretty. I don't know if they do anything for cooling, but I really haven't had a servo get warm after a flight. That being said, I can't push them that hard. But anyway, some different brands of servos would be JR D-Force Aviation, Torque. Then there's Spectrum. Pro Modeler makes a nice brushless servo for decent money. Metal Gear, they're good-looking servos. Another brand is Theta. And then Futaba is probably more your top-of-the-line servo. They're quite pricey, but they're probably some of the better-feeling servos. I've flown some of their top-of-the-lines that are like $200, $250 a servo on a heli and with their flagship radio and everything, and God, it was nice. I'm not gonna lie. And but those are several manufacturers. I'm sure Hi-Tech has some heli servos, but I'm not quite sure. I haven't ran Hi-Tech personally. I haven't been on Hi-Tech's website. I know they're great for airplanes. I haven't even seen any Hi-Techs in a helicopter, so I don't know if they offer anything that are heli safe. I guess to jump back into servo types, you got cyclic servos and you got tail servos. The cyclic servos are basically a standard servo. They're high torque, but they're just a common servo. Now, the tails are a high-speed, low-torque servo. And especially your modern tail gyros and stuff like that, they've got to have a fast servo for their corrections and stuff. And they can... Some are able to run a standard servo back there, but most of them run at the frequency and the hertz that a standard servo just can't provide. And so that's something to consider too. You know, when you're buying servos for a model, you can't just buy four of them all the same. One of them has to be specifically for the tail. And again, most of these manufacturers all have cyclic and tail servos for helicopters. And prices vary depending on what size servos you need and how many of them you need. I have ran across a few models that actually have four cyclic servos and one tail servo. That helicopter is still in production, but it's not for hobbyists anymore. Like it when it was brought to the market, it was a hobby helicopter, and now it's strictly agriculture. But it was an awesome machine. It was huge. It was an 880 class, had two 700 class power systems. It could run down to two 600 class power systems in it. Four batteries, two speed controls, two motors, it was quite an impressive machine. I've got to watch a couple of them fly. So after that, I guess that's a quick and easy topic for today. I haven't recorded one. I apologize. I've gotten into riding motorcycles and stuff, and I just honestly haven't been doing much in RC lately, but I haven't lost the passion for RC, but I'm just taking a little break. But anyway, so for upcoming events, we have the Helis Over Greater Southwest in Fort Worth, Texas. This is October 4th, 5th, and 6th. Rain date is October 18, 19, and 20th. Friday noon till midnight, Saturday 9 a.m. till midnight, Sunday 9 a.m. till at least noon. Night fly electric only, Friday and Saturday until midnight. Night fly sponsors work site. Pilot registration is $30 for the weekend. AMA is required to fly. Lunch is including Saturday for registered pilots. Raffles will be 3 o'clock Saturday. Additional raffle tickets for sale at the registration table. Auto rotation contest with Saturday with prizes. No jet turbine powered helicopters allowed. Cash only and donations are accepted. Let's see. Over 20 4x8 tables with power. Let's see. Many hotel options within 10 miles. DFW Airport, 20-minute drive. Dry camping available. They got a big old list of sponsors. I want to start off with Bark Hobbies. He's been supporting our fly-ins like crazy. He's putting out a great effort, and I appreciate what he does. And then we got Pulse, Contronic, Align, Torque, Nexus, Next, KST, Horizon, BK Hobbies, Ego Drift, RCBatteries.com, ISDT, Goose Guy, and Heli Direct. And it's free for spectators, 5 flight stations, and 3 days of fun. I will be there, and hope to see y'all there. After that, we have our own event coming up. It's the Houston County Screaming Eagles Club Swap Meet and Fun Fly. It's in Crockett, Texas, October 12th at the Houston County Screaming Eagles RC Club. And our pilot fee is $25, fixed wing, rotary wing, and swap shop. So bring your stuff to sell, bring you something to fly, and come have a great time. And unfortunately, we don't have no tables, we don't have any covering, and no power, so be sure to bring what you need, and come out and join us, have a great time. So with that, I'm going to close, and if any of y'all need to get in contact with me, my email is kerrysnyder@yahoo.com. You can reach me on Facebook at Kerry Snyder, just Kerry Snyder. And then on YouTube, it's Kerry Snyder 442. Y'all have a wonderful evening, and we'll catch you at the flying field.